Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today's passage comes from 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. After this, the king of the Ammonites died, and Hanun his son reigned in his place. And David said, I will deal loyally with Hanun, the son of Nahash, as his father dealt loyally with me. So David sent by his servants to console him concerning his father. And David's servants came into the land of the Ammonites. But the princes of the Ammonites said to Hanun, their lord, Do you think because David has sent comforters to you that he is honoring your father? Has not David sent his servants to you to search the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it? So Hanun took David's servants and shaved off half the beard of each and cut off their garments in the middle at their hips and sent them away. When it was told David, he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Remain at Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return. When the Ammonites saw that they had become a stench to David, the Ammonites sent and hired the Syrians of Beth-Rehob and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 foot soldiers, and the king of Maacah with 1,000 men, and the men of Tob, 12,000 men. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the Ammonites came out and drew up in battle array at the entrance of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah and of Rehob and the men of Tob and Maacah were by themselves in the open country. When Joab saw that the battle was set against him, both in front and in the rear, he chose some of the best men of Israel and arrayed them against the Syrians. The rest of his men he put in charge of Abishai, his brother, and he arrayed them against the Ammonites. And he said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage, and let us be courageous for people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what seems good to him. So Joab and the people who were with him drew near to battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. And when the Ammonites saw that the Syrians fled, they likewise fled before Abishai and entered the city. Then Joab returned from fighting against the Ammonites and came to Jerusalem. But when the Syrians saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they gathered themselves together. And Hadadezer sent and brought out the Syrians who were beyond the Euphrates. They came to Helam with Shobach, the commander of the army of Hadadezer, at their head. And when it was told David, he gathered all Israel together and crossed the Jordan and came to Helam. The Syrians arrayed themselves against David and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel. And David killed of the Syrians the men of 700 chariots and 40,000 horsemen and wounded Shobach, the commander of their army, so that he died there. And when all the kings who were servants of Hadadezer saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with Israel and became subject to them. So the Syrians were afraid to save the Ammonites anymore. Amen. Yesterday, we saw King David yearning to show God's loving kindness to Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was able to receive this love, and despite being a nobody, he was treated like the king's kid, and his dignity was restored. But in today's passage, we see David once again yearning to show God's loving kindness, translated as loyally to Hanun. Hanun's dad was the king of the Ammonites, and once he passed away, David wanted to send his sympathies to them and sent messengers to deliver the comfort. But the Ammonite princes were suspicious of his intentions, saying maybe he's a spy, thinking his kindness is a veil. David is going to come and overthrow us. So despite David's earnest intentions, his kindness was received with suspicion and hostility as they retaliated against the messengers and brought great shame upon them. But once they realized that they were, quote, had become a stench to David, they had the opportunity to ask for forgiveness. But instead they responded by going to battle. And Hanun's grieving mistake and pride eventually led to the downfall and death of 700 chariots and 40,000 horsemen. Great, that's interesting and all, but how does that relate to our personal lives? I have two main takeaways from today's passage. Number one, Loving kindness will sometimes be met with resistance or hostility. Despite King David's eagerness to show compassion and comfort, Hanun and the princes not only rejected their comfort, but was hostile against it and retaliated against the servants. They shaved off half their beards. Sometimes when we try to show the love of God to others, they may not always react the way that we expect them to. They may not receive it the way that we expect them to. But on the flip end, sometimes we may also misinterpret others' kindness towards us. Perhaps we can take time today to reflect on any moments, whether recent or in the past, to see if we may have interpreted others' kindness as something other than that. Oftentimes, it is fear and suspicion that makes us think that others are against us and not for or with us. Perhaps we may have missed opportunities to connect with others due to our misinterpretation. So let's ask God today that if there's any of the sort, that he would reveal that to us. Number two, the Ammonites had a chance to make amends, but instead their pride and fear led them to prepare for war instead. Sometimes when we recognize our wrongdoings, it is hard for us to admit our wrong and can push others away all the more. It reminds me of the verse in James that says that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. I remember when I was in high school, I found out that this older brother figure in my life was stealing money from my family. I grew hatred towards him and became very cold whenever I saw him. But months later, I found out that he was actually innocent and that it was somebody else that we knew. I felt so embarrassed that I was so cold to him all the time and was always so passive aggressive and rude to him. But at the same time, I was too proud to ask him for forgiveness and to make amends with him. And now here I am, after more than 10 years from then, I've completely lost contact with him. And however, especially after growing in my relationship with God in the past 10 years, I can now recognize how silly but difficult it was to surrender my pride and to ask for forgiveness and reconciliation. What about you? Have you ever responded like the Ammonites before? Let's also ask God today to reveal if there is anybody in our lives that we need to reconcile with and for us to be able to lay down any fears and pride. As I close, I'm just reminded of how Jesus, with all of his loving kindness, was still rejected. I'm reminded of how the people from his very own hometown thought he was crazy and didn't take him seriously, or the healing times where he was healing and restoring people but was criticized for breaking Sabbath or for having wicked intentions. Yet, even still, Jesus took heart and continued to show his steadfast love to those around him. And that includes you and me today. Oftentimes, we can misinterpret God's acts and expressions of kindness as him not loving us. Here's a real example from my life, but it's still a little silly, but real. I pretty much remained single for the duration of my college career. And there were potential things here and there that had so much potential to blossom. Yet God always closed the door. It felt like he was blessing other people with relationships, but not me. I would ask, why not me, God? But him closing doors was him protecting me from unnecessary pain in the future. His loving kindness was there, but I misconstrued it as being forgotten or being uncared for by God. I believe that God wants to reveal his loving kindness to you each and every day, yet we are often the ones that fail to see it. So the question is, are you willing to seek it, acknowledge it, despite what circumstances say? Let's pray and ask God to give us spiritual insight and to illuminate his love for us today. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this encouragement, but also challenge that, sometimes we are so bad at receiving your love. Sometimes we're bad at receiving love from other people and are sometimes too prideful to come before them in humility. I pray, God, for anyone listening to this devotional and also myself, that That you would illuminate our hearts, and if there's anything that needs to be revealed of our pride or maybe our misconstructions of other people, that you would reveal that to us and give us the grace and humility to be able to surrender that to you today. We thank you and we love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.